Ew.
Hello?
Yes.
You still have him holding?
Yes.
Thank you, just a minute.
Yeah?
Walter Lippmann calling the president on 9-1.
There you are, sir.
Hello?
Walter.
Hello, yes.
Did you see my statement on television?
Today?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
I called you about the early part of the afternoon, and I wanted to read it to you before I made it, before I talked to anybody about it, but I just finished it, and I'll read it to you now if you got a moment.
Oh, certainly have.
Well, the reference is election of the candidate for vice president on the Democratic ticket. I've reached the conclusion it would be inadvisable for me to recommend the convention any member of my cabinet or any of those who meet regularly with the cabinet. In this regard, because their names have been mentioned in the press, I personally informed the Secretary of State, Mr. Rusk, the Secretary of Defense, Mr. McNamara, the Attorney General, Mr. Kennedy, the Secretary of Agriculture, Mr. Freeman, of my decision. I have communicated this to United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Mr. Stevenson, and the head of the Peace Corps, Mr. Shriver. In this manner, the list has been narrowed. I shall continue to give the most thoughtful consideration to the choice of the man who I will recommend, and I shall make my decision known in due course.
That's very interesting. That's very sound so far.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
So that leaves us some mayors and some governors and some congressmen, senators.
Senators, yes.
They're talking about a good many of them. The AP poll is coming out in the morning. It shows that Humphrey is first and Kennedy is second. Of the poll of delegates.
What?
Of the poll of delegates.
Delegates. Doesn't Gene McCarthy show anywhere?
Yeah, 30, 40, 50 down now. Humphrey's 343 and Kennedy's 200 and something. What happens is Humphrey and Stevenson get pretty much from the same group. McCarthy and Shriver get about 30, 40, 50 apiece long in there.
Yeah.
And the two big ones are Humphrey and Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, now Kennedy's out.
But they had a little campaign going, and I thought we better just put a stop to it.
I think that's good. I think that would have been very bad.
Yeah.
I'm very glad it did.
May still be. I want you to watch it, and I hope you can make some observations on this development today when you see the text of the statement.
Well, I've been hesitating. I didn't want to get in the way of anything.
Well, I think it's a pretty good thing, though, not to be changing the Secretary of State now at this time. And the Secretary of Defense is doing a good job in his field. And the Secretary of Agriculture and the Attorney General with all the civil rights problems can do a lot more work than he can sitting up there presiding over the Senate when the Congress is out of session anyway. And can help in the campaign, and Mr. Shriver's got the poverty program, and Governor Stevenson's got the United Nations, and there's no use of a coach busting up a ball team that's winning.
Yeah.
No use of jerking the shortstop or the first baseman or the cleanup man if they weren't in the team.
Yeah.
And we've got some others that can be put in, the vice president who served in the Senate, know the problems of foreign relations and the procedures of the Senate and the domestic problems too, and probably do better than the experience in the cabinet.
Yes. Well, I'm glad this is settled, and I think it's very sound.
Thank you, my friend. Where are you?
I'm up in Maine.
God almighty, it must be nice to enjoy the luxury.
I wish you could come up here.
Enjoy the luxury. I wish I could afford that.
We took a 3-hour walk on the mountain today.
Well, that's why I miss you. Well, I just wanted to tell you I was thinking of you, and I wanted your advice, but I've already shot. I didn't shoot from the hip quite as quick, though, as your friend Barry.
No.
I celebrated the first year anniversary of your test ban today and told them how glad we were that we got some of that stuff out of the atmosphere and how frightened I was about throwing that bomb around and making people sterile and women have babies with two heads and things of that kind.
Yeah. Did you have a press conference?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's very good. Thank you for telling me about this.
Give your wife my regards, and I'll call you back in a few days if I may.
Right, I wish you would.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay.